The Academy Awards are Sunday. A professor at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York, says the Oscar nominations are an indication that the Academy and Hollywood are taking hashtag MeToo and hashtag OscarsSoWhite to heart. Dr. Mia Mask teaches African-American cinema, feminist film theory, documentary history, and seminars on special film topics.
Well, I'm delighted to see so many films with strong female leads, with strong female characters at the heart of the narrative. So in the heart of the hashtag MeToo movement, it's great to see that there are some films that are representing strong women's voices and strong personalities. So I'm delighted to see Roma has been nominated for Best Picture, and really happy that The Favorite and even A Star Is Born, right, are all films with really strong female characters, among others. So not to mention Black Panther. So it's a glimmer of hope, let's say. I loved Roma. I'm so impressed by this film. I mean, Alfonso Cuarón does great work, but I particularly liked Roma because, once again, not only do you have strong women, but you have women in relationship to one another, partnering and supporting each other. So it's so nice to see the way the mother in this family, who is struggling with her marriage, and obviously the marriage is changing and disintegrating, she supports the young woman who is, you know, domestic in her home, because they both have been abandoned in some ways by their male partners. And so it's wonderful to see that kind of sisterhood, that kind of support, that kind of feminine strength being extended from one woman to another. And I love the scene where she tells her, you know, just remember, women may, we might, you know, be alone, but we're going to support one another. And so I thought that those were very powerful moments. So I'd love to see the support that that Cleo receives from her employer, from Sophia, and the bond between Sophia and Cleo is impressive.
What is still missing? Clearly, there's always work to be done. So how much have we carved out in this arena?
Well, we've carved out some strong women characters, but I would definitely like to see more women at the helm of these projects. So actually in the director's chair, not so much in front of the camera, but behind the camera, it's still exceedingly difficult for women to get a hold of these big budgets for some of the bigger blockbuster or tentpole films. So while we may see some shifts or changes in some of the representation in front of the camera, I would really like to see more women empowered behind the camera, behind the scenes, and in the studios.
You mentioned big budgets, and isn't funding part of the reason why?
Absolutely. So it's about funding for the kinds of projects women want to do, as well as a female director having the gravitas to be able to bring in the funding for the pictures that some women directors want to direct.
Now, you talked a little earlier about how women are making headway in film, not so much behind the camera, more in front. But now, are we talking white women? Are we talking younger women? Because there is criticism about minority women being underrepresented in stories being told, as well as older women.
Absolutely. I think we need to see more women of color behind the camera and in executive decision-making positions in the film industry, as well as more women. We're certainly seeing pockets or places where that's happening. So hats off to both Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay for all of the work that they've been doing, both in television and film, to democratize and to make access possible for women of color. I love that Ava DuVernay insists on using women directors, and she uses white women as well as women of color. But her commitment to women directors is just so impressive. But, you know, there's just far and few between in terms of opportunity. There's just not enough opportunity for women and for women of color, especially in film and television.
Now, you teach this subject, so I want to know if you've ever struggled, perhaps, or are really hard-pressed to come up with a film that represents women in a certain way. I mean, is there a type of film that needs to be made that's not out there yet? So sometimes when you look for an example of a certain film in class or something, you can't find it. Is there something about portrayal that we're missing out there?
Yes, I would like to see more films with women characters where women are supporting one another in struggles and in professional arenas. I would like to see films in which women are engaged in sisterhood and in loving relationships. We also don't see films with queer female characters very often, or if we do, they have to be films in which these women are punished or neglected or become outsiders. So I'd like to see films that complicate the conventional representations of women and women's relationships, as well as the ways women support each other. I'd like to see more films with interracial friendships and relationships between women. So there's absolutely room for the kinds of films that are not present, that are missing from the sort of feminist film landscape. You might find them more in alternative cinema, but there's definitely room for more of these in the mainstream cinema.
Now, what about the voting? I'm thinking of the Academy and Academy membership. So are there older white men voting on these films, and should something change here?
Well, absolutely. The membership of the Academy must diversify. But I think even the Academy's begun to get that message. I know in recent years they've had a change at the helm of their leadership, and I think they're beginning to think about Oscar So White hashtag and its impact. But they absolutely need to diversify their membership because, as you say, you know, sure, it would be nice if these films were being directed by women. That will definitely change the landscape. But it would be important for our cultural institutions to also have more diversity and representation. That said, we don't want to put all our cultural eggs in the Academy's basket so that they are the sole arbiters of value and of artistic merit. And one of the things I worry is that for mainstream America, the Academy still has so much power in terms of determining artistic merit, you know?